broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And welcome to our program, Truth is Our Bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. I'll be at the NAB in September. We'll be on a panel with Bubba the Love Sponge. Joel Denver will be moderating. It's a broadcast thing, but we'll be there, and we'll be in the faces of all. Of course, I don't want to talk too much about broadcasting because, you know, in any event, it's just going to put me in a bad mood. Tim Steelworth is upset with the Planet of the Apes film. Who's he? We'll find out. Ted Bell weighs in on whether or not a new stadium will be built in Los Angeles. An 83-year-old woman has breast enhancement surgery. And tonight's affiliate Spotlight is on KFMB in San Diego and WLEE in Richmond, Virginia. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. What?
Why'd you say that?
Well, I'm not supposed to talk about inside baseball. I won't do that, you know.
Well, I mean, nobody talking about.
I know no one knows what I'm talking about. I got on the air. You guys started talking about stuff inside the broadcasting business, which, of course, you know is going to piss me off.
Well,
then why did you bring it up?
I didn't talk about nothing broadcasting business. Just said about which bit you want to do first.
Well, you know that ties in with my whole retooling of this radio show. Okay, so I'm coming to this radio show every night with a good attitude, I'm in a good mood, and I feel really good, and then you guys got to bring up the radio industry. In other words, you bring up something that has nothing to do with the creative effort. You bring up these jackasses in suits, and then I'm not supposed to talk about that because that's inside baseball.
Not my fault.
No, it's not your fault. All right, 877-876-PHIL, and our website, philhenryshow.com. Tonight, if you're online with us and you're looking at Phil TV, it's okay, bud. I didn't mean to get angry at you.
I didn't do anything wrong. I just started to tell you about that.
Yeah, that's all I did.
All right, I understand. I'm sorry, bud. You know, what are you doing?
Petting Ted the Bear.
Petting Ted the Bear? Wow.
Well.
Ted, how you doing, buddy? Of course, I'm talking to the bear, so... All right, so our website is philhenryshow.com. If you are watching live streaming video of the show right now, you are looking at, behind me, the faces of the three concubines. They, of course, the... I don't know what they are, man.
Three ugly white women is what they are.
That's true. They're three ugly white women. And anyway, they are, of course... And you don't see the third one because my face is... The best-looking girl I'm blocking with my big fat ass, so... That is what's on the video here tonight on Phil TV in HD. Now, I want to thank all of you guys that weigh in on PHS Ideas. I want to thank all of you guys that weigh in on PHS Ideas at Twitter, I should say, and also Phil Hendry, or rather Real Phil Hendry at Twitter, and all of the other contact and that we have with you. Everybody coming over to the website, it's a lot of fun. It's really great. We appreciate it. And as you know, those of you who are with us at PHS Ideas, we thank those who donate or contribute ideas to the show every night. And one of these days, we're going to have to start, like, giving away something, you know?
Well, I was going to say, man, I mean, you can't keep asking people, you know, hey, man, give me an idea, you can't pay them anything.
Well, wait, hold the phone here, man. We need to pay them.
Well, you got to pay a guy what he's going to do, everything like that.
You got to pay a guy what he's going to do, everything like that.
You said you got to pay a guy, man, what he does, helping out the show.
I don't have to pay anybody, man. I'm thinking about giving him maybe a coffee mug or something.
Coffee mug? Ha, 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 ha. Well, I wouldn't even pay for tap water.
Oh, get a load of you, man. Well, you want to become their agent or something?
All he's saying, man, is you got people donating an idea every night. You're going to have them maybe come up. You want to cough up?
Yeah, cough up.
Yeah, cough up.
I'll cough up. Get out of here. Cough up. I think they're very gratified that they are allowed to do... Get out of here, will you? I got to get my guest on the air, and I can hear him very patiently waiting. Tim Steelworth is a Vietnam veteran, and... wrote us an email earlier today concerning the film Planet of the Apes and or Rise of the Planet of the Apes or Ride an Ape. I don't know what the hell it's called. What is it, bud?
Yeah, it's just called Ride on a Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Ride on the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's called Rise of the Planet of the Apes or something like that. It is a big, big hit. It's a bust-out boffo thang. And anyway, here is Tim Steelworth. Tim, sir, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Well, it's always my pleasure, Phil.
And Tim, this film has attracted your attention as a veteran. And where do you live, by the way?
I live in San Diego, California, Phil. By the way, I found out about your program. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Turn that down, would you? I found out about your program here at KFMB in San Diego. I just heard you mention them.
And great people there.
Wonderful station. Wonderful station. Wonderful station.
Yes, and they've had our show on for a long time.
They've had it on, and I've listened to your program. And, of course, I'm here in San Diego, which is a military town. There's no question about that. We've had the Navy base here. We had the recruitment depot here, as you know, Phil, for a great many years, the Marine Corps.
And what branch of the service were you, sir?
I was a United States Marine.
Okay.
I'm a retired captain. I did a tour in Vietnam. I trained here in San Diego, Camp Pendleton. I was part of the officer corps, and we did a lot of ballistic training in Texas. And I was very proud to serve my country. And that's why when I came home from Arakahoo, which is a cabin that we've got in Wisconsin, and I saw that the film was out now, this Rise of the Planet of an Ape.
And Rise of the Planet. We're having a hard time with the title.
Yeah. Well, no, the title is Rise of the Planet.
Rise of the Planet of Apes.
Rise of the Planet of Apes. Rise of the Planet of Apes. Someone had written down Rise of the Planet of an Ape.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes, Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes, sir, that is the name of it.
All right. Here is my problem, and this is what got my consternation and my attention at the same time, young man. And again, Phil, thank you for your service to our country. I realize you're just a talk show host, but in many ways, when I hear people that are patriotic and care about this nation, as you do, it gives me a great feeling. It makes me think that a lot of the guys that I left in Vietnam and elsewhere around the globe did not die in vain.
Of course not, sir.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Of course not. And I know that you guys that came back from Vietnam, you came back to a much different America than it is today. But even those of us who were opposed to that war do appreciate very much you and your service.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Bill. The question that I've got for you and for any of the people that are listening on your program tonight is how long are we going to have to witness the rollout of these movies by Hollywood that are looking for every chink in the armor, that are looking for every possible way that you can bring this country down?
Are you seeing this film as an expression of that?
Absolutely. I absolutely do see this film as an expression of that. You have a movie here, as fantastical a plot as it is, and it is a fantastical plot, there's no question about it, the taking over of a planet of an ape, and that is a fantasy. But what it does point out and what it does bring to the fore, I think, is something traumatic. I just saw in the newspaper today, I'm sure you did too, and the man that I spoke with who put me on the hold button before I went on, Mr. Dickman and I were talking about the lady, that poor girl.
Yes, Carla, I think Carla Nash.
What was the name?
Carla Nash in Connecticut. She was attacked by that chimpanzee.
Attacked by this wild animal that was a friend, that was a friend of a friend, I guess is how they described it.
And no, it was the pet of some woman.
That's it. And yes, sir, that's it, right.
It was the pet of a friend of hers. A very unusual pet, I must say.
You said a mouthful there, unusual. This woman that lived with this monkey or this chimpanzee, as if this was a friend of hers. I think she called it her son.
Yes, there was quite very strange and very weird. And then eventually, of course, the animal turned and attacked this Ms. Nash, who was helping at some point.
Well, the other woman called for help, and this lady came to try to help and subdue this creature, and it attacked her and mauled her, viciously mauled her. And I saw this poor girl. And, of course,
well, she has the new face now.
Yes, she does, thanks to the wonderful work of these doctors.
Yes, she's got, if you really should, folks, and I would countenance you that those of you who are a little weak in the stomach, don't look at it.
No, the before photo is terrible. The before photo is ghastly.
Yes, but the after photo with her brand new, beautifully done surgery, and she's going to be okay. She lost her vision, as you know.
Yes, I understand that.
Yeah, but nonetheless, it's a story with a little bit of a happy ending. But, you know, I tell you, I agree with you 100%. That was just the most outrageous situation.
Well, Hollywood jumps on it, and they make this film.
And well, but here's where I would ask you the question. How do you see Hollywood jumping all over these chimpanzee attacks with the Planet of the Apes?
Because the film is ill-timed, Phil. The film is ill-timed. We've had a number of these attacks. We've seen the gruesome results, the scarring, the disfigurement, the ruined lives, because someone decided that they were going to make a son or a nephew or a third cousin out of a chimpanzee. It lives with them, eats with them, sits at a table. And the degradation of a human being sitting at the same table with a chimpanzee to eat from the same plate, it does not get any lower. Now, I wrote letters to Fox as well as to the Sony Corporation because I didn't know who made the movie. I just wrote letters to every Hollywood studio. And
you wrote letters to every Hollywood studio? Why?
Because I don't know who made it. I just wrote letters to everyone. If you made Rise of a Planet of an Ape, then, you know, and I realize it's probably a little silly.
Well, 20th Century Fox made it.
Well, it's too late now. I wrote all the letters, but I don't care. I want them all to know how I feel, you know.
So you wrote letters to every studio in case they made it?
Well, yeah, but also to tell them, even if you didn't make this film, it is my feeling that making films about apes and monkeys and chimpanzees in the middle of a news cycle or a culture where we're aware that these things are cute and cuddly and they are not our friends, they're wild beasts. And it's one more movie that gives us another way to drag the greatest country in the world through the dirt.
I understand, sir.
And I'll tell you, Phil, it chokes me up. And I'm not one to get choked up by too much.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about the film franchise, because that's what we're talking about here, Tim. The film franchise...
By my understanding, they've done a lot of them, haven't they?
Yes, they have, sir. And, I, you know, as a young boy, I saw the first one back, I think it was 68, the Planet of the Apes with Charlton Heston, and the franchise continued. And
oh, yeah, they had Under the Planet of the Apes and Over the Planet of the Apes and every ridiculous title. And now this Rise of a Planet of an Ape. And
Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Hold on.
He did Rise of a Planet on an Ape.
No, he didn't say Rise of a Planet on an Ape. He said Rise of a Planet of an Ape. Now, that's wrong. And you know something, Bud? I don't want to have to keep correcting guests. Before they go on the air, you ought to tell them that. You know?
Yeah, he was sitting there talking every day on 11. The guy never said one thing.
I was good, but then Phil said to put him on.
No, you didn't. You were going to talk about him?
Oh, it doesn't make any difference, okay? I'm just saying. In the future, tell him.
Roger.
Roger. All right, we're going to be back with Tim Steelworth on the Rise of a Planet of an Ape. I mean, Rise of the Planet of the Ape. Rise of the Planet of the Apes. In a moment, as he finds these films to be tasteless. Tasteless because we've had these chimpanzee attacks. Tasteless because we've seen just enough movies now about how to bring America down. We don't need any more. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Is that's a violent threat that can be taken very seriously by the police. You don't want to do that. You're a much better man than that.
Well, I'm telling you, what set me off, Phil, was seeing this Warren Jeffs on television here. Just a few seconds ago when you and I were talking, his head shaved, a half-effeminate smile on his face, as if he's getting ready to step into a bubble bath that I'm already sitting in. Now, imagine what that means to you or to any man that's listening. And I'm not saying anything against gay men. You know that we're allowing gays into the military. I'm all in favor of it. America should be America.
Absolutely.
But I'll tell you this much. If I saw Warren Jeffs walk up to a tub that I was sitting in, that I had put my own bubble bath in, and he smiled, kicked off sandals, and then stepped in, that the water would be red with the blood that would flow.
All right, I get how you don't like Warren Jeffs. I understand that, but we have to stick to the topic.
My apologies, Phil, but I just, as you know...
I know you saw his kisser on TV. I'm going to have to see this picture. It must have looked...
God, you know how ugly he is to begin with. Imagine him with his head shaved and smiling at you as if he's about to say, "Do you mind if I share your bubble bath with you?"
Well, the idea of you, would you ever, well, I shouldn't ask, you know.
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem. Go ahead, ask.
So you sit in a bubble bath?
You better believe it, my friend. You better, after everything that I've seen in my life, after what I've been through in my life, and after the things I've seen and the horrors that I have experienced, a bubble bath is a pretty nice relaxation. Somebody doesn't like it? Well, I can kiss my you-know-what.
Okay, that's fine, and I I accept that. Let's get back, if we could.
No, I want to get back, but just with that guy looking at me and smiling as if to say, is this your shower cap? I got to tell you, Phil.
Yes, sir, I understand, but I need to get back to the rise of the planet
of an ape.
Of the apes.
Of the apes, yes, sir. All right, well, my point was this. You can, and on the Discovery Channel last night, Margie, she taped a segment that they had played on the Old World Monkeys, and the segment was to promote, obviously, our renewed interest in primate life because of these ape movies. They had a segment that was entirely silent except for the sound of these monkeys. And it was a segment that went 5 minutes, Bill, so you can well imagine a monkey, no human talking, and all you hear are monkey noise. There's the noise of a monk, of a monkey. When they came back, they said, that was an interesting statement, but let's get the other side of it, and then they interviewed a human. So what they did was allowed a monkey, a wild monkey, one of these things that has so devastated the human condition, one of these things that looks cute but can tear your face off faster than you can open up a one of those Reese's peanut butter cups. So I said, my wife, she puts those down, don't you, honey? She puts the Reese's Pieces cups away like lickety-split, if you'll pardon the expression.
And all right, I got to interrupt you here because I'm not sure I know what you're talking about. You're saying that they had a monkey.
They had a monkey going on and on and on about something I didn't know, and I didn't think you had to know. I didn't think it was talking. But when they came back from the monkey going on and boring probably even monkeys to tears, the guy said, thank you very much for that perspective, but there is another side to it, if you don't mind. And they went over to a human. And we recorded it if you want to hear it.
You recorded the monkey?
Yes, sir.
All right, when we get back...
Do you want to hear it now?
Not now. I got to go to a break, okay? Tim Steelworth is with us talking about Rise of the Planet of the Apes and how this is a horrible, horrible film and how the ape has been nothing but a devastation to humans. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
All right, I want to bring on also along with Tim Steelworth, joining us from San Diego's Warren Benman. And Mr. Benman is in Tupelo, Mississippi, at a primate center there. And Dr. Benman is going to talk with us about some of the things you're discussing here, Tim, especially the idea that the Discovery Channel had a show on about chimpanzees alleging that they're making statements. Warren, are you there?
I'm doing it right here.
Okay, Warren, tell me what is your experience with this kind of thing?
Well, I don't think man's going to say. I'm a little bit nervous to be on your program, but I'm very, very appreciative.
You're doing fine.
I don't think young man said you want to get a drink of water or something, Phil. I think maybe that's what he needs.
You okay, sir?
Oh, I'm fine. I can't drink. I've never been on radio that much, on a TV show too. A chimpanzee, you're talking to another chimpanzee. But I don't know that they can talk to you. However, I'm familiar with the Discovery Channel that they had on the program, the Discovery Channel. I mean, the young man, if I could interrupt, Phil.
Go ahead.
The Discovery Channel was on television. It was on television, I'm sorry. And they had a monkey? Yes, sir, they had a monkey that was making a statement. The monkey was making a statement. Ben Lucky was me, yep. Though I've seen him try to do that, and I don't know if you can do that.
All right, why don't we do this? Let's listen to... The monkey was making a statement.
Yes, sir, that was exactly, Phil. And by the way, Phil, I don't mean to get distracted again, but when CNN shows a fat drunk doing that kind of dance where they wiggle the fat, and they do it so that people will have a good time looking at what a freak of nature they are, they're doing it right now. It's on the Anderson Cooper show. And I don't mind a homosexual anchoring TV news, but I'm very disturbed by a homosexual putting on what he thinks is funny, men doing dances like they have a spastic lesion.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You talking about Anderson Cooper?
Yes, I am, sir. I'm talking about Anderson Cooper, and I'm very irritated by what he thinks is funny. I don't mind Anderson Cooper feeding Somalian children. I do mind Anderson Cooper pulling stuff off of YouTube and filling up 10 minutes of time.
Okay, are we done with this? Because we got to get moving, all right?
Well, sir, that's fine.
Your whole problem with Anderson Cooper, notwithstanding, we have to get moving.
I didn't understand what he just said, Bill.
But it's fine. Let's just go ahead now. Here is from the Discovery Channel, and you go ahead and introduce it, Tim.
Yes, this is the segment from Discovery Channel that shows this is the statement made by the ape. Uh-huh.
Kimbo's point is very well made, but we brought his question to Dr. Hanson.
Right, did you hear that, Bill? There's just a tail end there.
What was that? Was that a doctor there?
No, that was the announcer, and the monkey's name is Makenda or Matendo, and he said that while his point was well made, they were going to bring the question to another doctor, and I was shocked because I didn't know what the monkey was saying. And
but all right, Warren, this was on TV?
Yes, it was on TV.
Warren?
Well, you know, there was a little bit there, and I know you understood too, Mr. Dilworth, what the monkey's saying. Just trying to get... Don't blame me, I ain't a chimpanzee.
Well, that's true. I did hear that part. And
what do you mean you heard that part? Play that again.
Well, Bill, it's very involved. He gives some statistics here.
Play it again.
All right, here it is again. Stop out here. Oh, that's very good. He does.
Kendo's point was very well made. But we presented...
All right, you heard that?
Are you telling me you understand what that ape's saying?
Well, he's saying that he's an orangutan, he's not a chimpanzee.
That's the point, Bill. He's not it.
All right, I'm going to let you go, Dr. Benman.
Why?
Because you sound like you're going to either kill someone or collapse, okay?
You do sound like you need to lay down. Okay, good day.
Just thank you very much. What?
I'm talking to him right now. Yeah, Dr. Benman? Yeah, hi. This is Bud Dickman, yeah. No, Phil really liked it and everything, but we gotta lay down. Yeah, you better go lay down. Yeah, you better go lay down. On a bed. On a bed. Go lay down on a bed. You can lay on a bed. There's no bed. A bed. You know what a bed is? With a pillow?
And what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to tell him to lay down.
Do it in the other room. God!
He's just trying to tell him to lay down.
Yeah, I know he's trying to tell him to lay down. How many different ways you want to say it? There's something wrong with that guest. There's something wrong with Bud. And there's something wrong with you, Robert. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I'm trying to do my job.
Uh-huh. All right, Tim, so you say that on that piece of tape...
Yeah, on that piece of tape, there was the very unmistakable statement being made by that orangutan that he was tired of being confused. Now, Phil, in the movie Rise of a Planet of the Apes, there's no question that it shows the degrading of the human condition in favor of the elevation of some kind of a primate form of life. And this is right in the middle of these horrible attacks that these chimpanzees were making, running amok, doing what they wanted, taking people's faces and throwing them in the air, and I don't know what they did. But then we have, to get back to the original point that I made.
You were saying something about your neighborhood.
Yes. In my neighborhood, it's very tightly knit. Everyone's very close to each other. We look out for each other. We have barbecues together. We look out for each other's kids. We go down the street very carefully. We're very mindful that some of the other kids may be playing. We look out for the other children. We make sure that we always have our neighborhood watch going so we can see who's coming into the neighborhood that's strange. And we will sometimes knock on the door of a neighbor. Are you okay? Because we haven't heard anything from you, and we haven't seen you, and we'll go in and wait for them when they come home. And
okay, I get it. So you've got a very tight-knit neighborhood.
Yes, sir. All right. So, enough said. So, to the point that I'm trying to make.
And which is what?
Which is the following thing, Mr. Henry, if you want to be impatient, here it is. On October 3rd of last year, and I don't know exactly how this took place, but a chimpanzee was spotted, not in the company of a human being or a trainer, but simply walking down Taylor Way, which is the cul-de-sac away from my home, walking. Now, the animal was not dressed because it's an animal, but it was carrying in its left hand or paw a diaper. And the theory goes that the animal had gotten disgusted with the diaper it was having to wear for the amusement of humans, so decided that it would either peel off the face of the human it was living with or just outright kill it, take its diaper off, and leave.
And take its diaper off and leave the house that it was in.
The house that it was in. And where that house was, I can't tell you. I don't think it was our neighborhood, because like I say, we know everyone here. We know everything that everyone does. And if someone was housing or was shepherding or sheltering an ape in a diaper, there would sure to have been some conversation or some passing of information.
Where did this monkey go?
I do not know. I do not know. So, that...
So, in other words, somebody, you who saw this?
A number of people report seeing it.
A chimpanzee.
One of the big ones. That big thing that attacked the lady in Connecticut. One of those big, big, ugly ones. Not the cute one, but that big, ugly, frightening-looking thing that you just assume kill with a baseball bat. You know, there's some monkeys you don't want to touch. There's some monkeys you wouldn't go near. They're cute, but this thing, this big ape, I would have beaten it to death and have had no compunction.
So this is the ape that you saw walking down Taylor Place holding a diaper in its left hand?
Yes, sir.
And you're theorizing that it was holding the diaper in its left hand because it was disgusted?
It was wearing the diaper, and once it dispatched the human being that it forced it into this diaper wearing, it pulled the diaper off, as I imagine any of us would, probably with disgust, and left.
Carrying the diaper with him?
Yes, absent-mindedly, yes, sir.
And no one has seen this monkey?
No one has seen it, but it left an indelible impression upon all of us, given the recent events, and now with this movie coming out, we passed the petition. And the petition very clearly states we won't support Rise of the Planet of an Ape, and we won't support anyone who does support it. And if we see that monkey again, that monkey better say its prayers. And I can, that is a promise from me to you, from my lips to God's ears.
And well, how do you put that into a petition?
Well, if I can tell you what it was, Phil, is it just a general statement.
And a general statement that you are anti-chimpanzee is what I'm getting here. And that you're anti...
Well, no, sir, no.
You know, wait a minute. You're anti-chimpanzee, you're anti-chimpanzee movie. And, of course, and I agree with you here. I agree that there is, there seem to be themes and there seem to be statements being made by screenwriters and filmmakers that there are, as you say, a multitude of ways to weaken and otherwise destroy America, or that America will weaken and destroy itself. Beyond that, I can't vouch for anything you've said. I'm not saying that you're crazy.
Well, what have I said that has been so crazy?
Well, when you say that you saw a monkey walking down the street carrying its diaper, and you're not sure, but you're pretty sure it dispatched the human being that it was living with, but you don't know the name of that human being or where that house is.
I'm just saying I'm pretty sure it's not in this neighborhood because we know everybody's business here in a good way.
Okay, that's fine. I don't think it's very likely that a chimpanzee, especially one as large as you described, will be able to walk several blocks without being spotted.
Well, there's not that many police patrols in this area of the city because this is a quiet area. We don't have a high crime rate. Yes, we do see the San Diego County Sheriff, and sometimes we'll see La Mesa Police or one of the police agencies. Okay?
And so a monkey, an ape, could walk three blocks, four blocks...
without being spotted, yes, sir.
And then where does it disappear into?
Well, there's a barranca. There's a series of barrancas behind the cul-de-sac here, the last home, and then you hit barranca and ravine area. So it's very, very possible that the animal disappeared up into the chaparral there, where there is a barranca, then a ravine, then a butte, and then a...
Okay, fine. So then a chaparral at...
Well, I didn't... A chaparral, a butte, a barranca, a ravine...
A canyon?
There's a canyon, too. There's every topographical feature that a chimpanzee could get its bearings in to sit down and just figure out, okay, what's my next move?
And okay, all right. So, Tim, thanks very much. And
by the way, Phil, I don't have flashbacks or anything like this, so you can be sure. You can call me back, and I will tell you straight up. But here's this Warren Jeffs again. And if I ever see that picture of him looking like he's stepping out of those slippers...
I know, getting into your bubble bath, you'll beat him up.
You got it.
Tim Steelworth with us. Well, I don't think any of that is going to keep people away from Rise of the Planet of the... I don't know why he couldn't get that right.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Right, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And did you get Dr. Benman squared away?
Yeah, he's down in Tupelo, Mississippi at a primate house.
I know that. Did you get him all squared away?
Yeah, I told him it was all good. I said, it's all good. You know.
What are you talking about like that for?
Because he's black.
He is?
Yeah. But he's all nervous. He's nervous. Well, think about it. He's a black guy working in a primate house in Tupelo.
Will you shut up and get out of here? Think about it. Thank you, Dr. Benman, for being with us. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. A number of things still ahead here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. One of them is Ted Bell talking about a new football stadium here in the city of Los Angeles and just exactly what's that going to mean to him and to the rest of us all around the country. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show. Jeff Dowder joining us from Manhattan Beach. Jeff, is that where you are? Hey, Jeff?
Yeah, Phil.
How you doing?
I'm doing very good. And I just want everybody to know the charity auction at Mr. Pooh's going on till 11 o'clock. We got about another 10 minutes on Mr. Pooh.
And now, what is Mr. Pooh's?
Mr. Pooh's a nightclub in Manhattan Beach where Dark Horse is going to be playing. We're going to be here through the weekend, Sunday night. We got three great bands, Mr. Pooh and Led Zeppelin.
What's the band? Led what?
Led Zeppelin is kind of a teen. It's sort of a teen tribute band. It's kind of a go-go thing meets Led Zeppelin. And
that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and so we want everyone to know that the auction's going to be going on. The other thing, of course, that I want everyone to know about is the flower show to benefit the
muscular dystrophy?
Yeah, but it was muscular sclerosis or something, I don't know.
Muscular dystrophy or multiple sclerosis?
It's one of them. I'm sorry, Phil, I'm going to have to get Daisy Cuttershaw to call you, because
That's okay.
But that's the flower show, and Toby Bo was there today. You know, he told me to tell you, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you. And I don't know, I don't want to say anything bad, but he said that he said it was really beautiful. He took a hit of acid, and he took his camera.
And you know, that is very irresponsible. Yeah, you're right, it is.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't need to hear about your friends dropping acid, okay? You understand?
I'm sorry, sir.
So you know, because to me, that just puts a whole, that just stinks up the whole charity.
Well, I mean, it wasn't, he just said that the flowers were really beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet they were really beautiful after he takes a hit of acid, but I don't need to hear about that, and I think that it fouls up the charity.
Well, he got pictures, and he wanted me to tell you he has pictures, and if you wanted to see how beautiful they was, to put it on a website and everything.
We'd be happy to do that, you know, and tell people about the charity, but I don't want to have anybody, I don't want him talking about his acid trip.
Well, but I mean, you gotta, okay, I mean.
I mean, I gotta what? I mean, I'm sorry, Jeff, you know.
No, I understand that, but they were really beautiful, I mean, and you wouldn't have such beautiful pictures as he had not taken no acid.
What does that mean? I don't understand what that's supposed to mean.
I mean, I just told you. He said he took a hit of acid, and it was beautiful.
The flowers aren't more beautiful because he took the acid. You understand?
What?
What are you talking about, man? The flowers aren't more beautiful because he hit the acid. The flowers are beautiful.
I know they're beautiful.
They didn't get more beautiful because your friend Toby Bowe took a hit of acid. They were beautiful anyway.
Well, then how come they were more beautiful?
Because that was the acid talking, man. I can't put those pictures on my website and say, wow, look at how much more beautiful these flowers got because Toby Bowe dropped acid.
Well,
you understand what I'm saying? This can't be that hard.
No, yeah, I know.
Yeah, so go back to him and tell him that Phil says thank you. I'd love to see the pictures of the flowers. I'd love to know how the charity, you guys are very sweet to be involved in that. But that him telling everybody that he dropped acid and that's why the flowers are more beautiful makes me think he belongs maybe, you know, a 72-hour observation.
Oh, now come on, man. You can't be talking like that because that is hardcore. And
I'm not saying to do it, but I can't imagine being that stupid.
Well, I mean, now that you explained it the way you explained it, I mean, I wasn't sure.
You weren't sure, huh? So you're telling me that if I'd taken these pictures and put them on my website, and look at how beautiful these are, and you know why they're beautiful? Because Toby Bowe took acid, and that made them look more beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
I'm telling you, man, you got to watch who you're hanging out with, okay?
Hey, look, this guy's a lifelong friend of mine.
No, I know he's a lifelong friend of yours, but you know something? You're going to be in a car with this guy one night, and he may think that the road is wider because he took the acid, so the road widened out, and he may try to take a wide turn, and the next thing you know, you're going off a cliff.
What does that mean?
Yeah, okay. Jeff, good luck, man. Seriously.
No, seriously, what does it mean? Because you didn't.
Good luck to him.
Well, you don't understand.
Oh, don't tell me you're that stupid, okay?
Don't you understand, man? Because the guy take acid, it doesn't mean it changes the world. It changes your head.
Yeah, I know that. Well, is that what you're yelling about?
That's what I'm yelling about. That's what I'm yelling about. He wanted me to take the pictures from the flower show, put them on my website because they're so beautiful. I go, well, that's really great. He goes, and I said, but I don't really want to know about Toby Bowe dropping acid. He said, well, that's why the pictures are beautiful, because he took the acid.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. I'm going to have you taken in for a CAT scan, swear to God.
Yeah. What about him get a CAT scan?
All of you guys. Me too, as a matter of fact. I think I'm going to have myself looked at for hiring you. In the first place, boy, Phil, the flowers were so beautiful after he took the acid. We're going to be back on a world-famous Phil Hendry show with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And we're going to talk about public financing of these ballparks, folks. This needs to be talked about. If we're in a serious money crunch, if the American people are suffering, then let's get with it and let's start talking serious about some of this stuff. 877-876-PHIL. Be right back.
Say that again, man.